Yeah, that's some of the stuff that Sean was talking about, too, water in the system or something. You know, and like you said, you know, and he too, you know, it's an old repeater, it's an old antenna. Stuff's going to start leaking sooner or later. Stuff's just going to start happening. You know, it's like a, like you got an old CB and you got an old CB antenna up there on the roof. Well, you know, sooner or later, you know, the stuff up there on the roof, you know, the sun beating on it and then the ice and whatever else. Sooner or later, something's going to start, you know, letting water in, or that's why you got to take them down every so many years and take them apart and clean them up and clean the connections and check the coax and everything and put it back up there. But, alright, I'm going to go ahead and get on the monitoring side and open up the system here. I don't know, do what I'm doing here, whatever it is. I came close to disaster this morning. I had that battery pack opened up, trying to find out why it didn't work. And the cells were charged, fully charged lithium ions. I lifted the cells up out of the box because the USB port was down underneath them. And the hot wire from the battery must have come off the USB thing. That's why it didn't work. But I'm going to tell you, man, that wire, once I looked at that battery, that wire was like about a hair's width away from shorting the ground. And that could have been a bit of a disaster. I carefully moved that wire out of the way, man. Oh, God, don't short. And I got it. I soldered it back down. Battery pack's working again, so I avoided that one. But I'll talk to you in a minute, my friend. Good morning, time to you again. Subject 7793, and I'm listening.